Linda Salvin does remarkable things for people.
I told a man he and his wife would find a lost diamond in the carpet. 3 weeks later, they did.
Is there a stumbling block in your life? Book your personal session with Linda now.
I told a woman in Ohio when she could expect to reunite with her boyfriend about 6 months down the road, and 5.5 months later, he came back.
These events are real. They're documented. Harness Linda's power for yourself.
I gave a woman in Illinois peace and comfort in the loss of her son. I guided a family in Florida to their new dream home.
Break free. Linda Salvin is as close as your phone.
I helped a woman in the state of Washington get rid of her chest pains after doctors had failed with their surgery.
Linda Salvin, seeing the future, changing lives.
Click on lindasalvin.com. lindasalvin.com.
This is Dr. Linda Salvin, and I'm here to entertain you, enlighten you, shock you, I hope. Let's go on with your phone calls. I want to speak to all of you. Let's see how many calls I can do tonight. We've got Vicky calling from Long Island. When will I gain success? I ask myself the same question every day. How are you?
Hi, Linda. I'm fine, thanks. I'm having a tough time. I'm getting over a tough time now in a very bitter divorce, and I will be graduating social work school in about a year and a half.
Okay. So you're going through a divorce, you're going through college, and you're getting a degree, and you want to know when you're going to gain success. Success on an emotional level, physical level, academic level, which level are you talking about? Because if you're alive, you're succeeding, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, I have a plan in my mind where I wanted to go into the schools and help change the educational system as far as special education goes. Everything I learned with my daughter that proved to be successful with her, I feel is just so much better suited for where the funding goes.
I understand, but you're not at a school yet, and you're not going to change the world.
Right.
You'll be one that might make a difference in what you can do on an individual level,
mm-hmm.
and that will happen within the next 3 to 6 year period. It's not going to happen right now. You're not going to have the power to have a voice right now until you get your degree. So if you're a year and a half away to getting your degree, the best you can do is the best you can do between now and then.
Okay.
So just start. Are you working in the field at all right now?
I'm doing an internship. Internships for graduate school.
Okay, then somehow get your voice heard through the graduate school and maybe some of the social activities or some of the government committees that are out there that may have something to do with the school system as to what you want to do to help impact change. And
yes,
then,
I met someone at NYU at a summer seminar that they had.
Right.
And according to his bio, he just seemed to be exactly on the same page as me.
All right. So then contact him and tell him that you've got ideas and see if you can't join in with him and to assist him, and one door open to another. That's just the networking. Making yourself known in your field is all about networking and showing up. So
Okay. You've
met one person, now you'll meet another person, and it'll just keep growing from there. Down the road, yes, you will have made your mark, and you'll do what you're supposed to do if it's a dissertation or your thesis, or if you're supposed to be teaching, or if you're supposed to help in policy changes or whatever. You will get there.
Okay, policy change. That was my goal.
Yeah. All right. So call me off the air, 818-788-6077. Or go to lindasalvin.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. So let's go to Todd calling from Hollywood about his financial situation. Todd, you're on the air.
Caller, first-time listener.
Hi. Good. Thank you. How can I help you?
Want to know about my career.
Are you in the arts?
No, I am not.
Because there's something in the arts around you. I'm getting something around the arts, and I'm not sure where you're headed, but it looks like doors are going to open in a different area around February, March for you. What are you doing right now?
Selling cars.
Well, you don't need me to tell you that sales are down right now, but
Really,
you don't need a psychic to tell you that because of the financial situation of the planet. However, you're not going to
tell my boss that he'll be thrilled to know what. I'll be like, listen, a psychic told me that sales are down.
Yeah,
he'll
duh.
Me like I'm nuts.
What are you looking at your sales quota? Or what's your actual question as to where you're going to, if you're going to stay, if you're going to grow, if you're going to make it? I mean, what do you want to know? I don't see you hurting. I think
I'm pretty much. Hold on.
But
I mean, I just had another dealership ask me if I wanted to go over there.
Then go. If you feel that it's going to be an easier sale, then go. I can tell you one thing. The people who use my Money and Success Power Candles who are in real estate or they sell cars or any of the larger products are always at the top of their game because the candles keep drawing in the buyers. If you want to know how I can help you achieve and stay on top, and I don't care which car you're selling and which dealership it is, I will help you get on top and stay there. And the people will be drawn to you for the sales.
818-788-6077.
I don't want to know which dealership you're at and who's asked you, but you can make more money if you go to the other place. Yes, it's just depending on what your goals are and how high you want to go in the organization that you're at.
Thank you very much.
I think you've hit the wall.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.